Good morning. Hello. Today, I was talking with one of my friends during Council Fire dinner, and we came up with a pretty cool illustration for what we wanted to talk about. So, can my friend Jordan come up on stage? Hooray for Jordan. Hey, what's up, Jordan? Sorry. That was a little awkward. We didn't know. She came in with a high five, and I wanted to shake the hand, and then we switched to the pound, shoulder bump. And then we leave, and we're not sure, because everyone's watching us now. And it feels a little awkward in the air, to say the least, right? Well, this probably happened to you guys many times during the days, right? Someone walks up to you doing something else, and you're not sure what to do, right? Well, Mrs. Eddie has a nice little thing to say about that that goes much beyond the high five. Okay, she says, be firm in your understanding that the divine mind governs, and that in science, man reflects God's government. Okay, and so one nice little way to look at that is maybe if we come in and we're not sure what we're doing. Hey, Jordan. Hi. Nice to see you. Yeah. One of us just stood firm. Maybe the other person was a little shaky. I don't know, pound, what's going to happen. But one person stood firm with that handshake. And then you know what to do, right? And now we have the smiles and everyone's like, that's cool. They know how to shake hands. Congratulations. You know, and there's no more of this awkwardness, and we can all be happy. Thank you, Jordan. Cool. So what I like about that is it shows the power and the light that even one person's desire to stand firm in the truth can have. You know, now, say we did mess up the handshake, pound, whatever. It's not going to ruin the day or anything like that. But sometimes it seems like not standing firm can be a little challenging. You know, for instance, on the horses, you guys have all been learning about how you want to direct the horses calmly and really cleanly, right? If you want to turn left, you don't go, maybe left. You want to go right. You're a big guy. Go right. No, go left. Oh, right? You want to just go left, and they know what to do with that, right? It's hard to listen to someone who says you can go right or left or upside down if you want to, right? We want to be firm in what we're approaching with. And the thing is, that even responds to our health and to our day, because if we say, it's going to be a pretty good day, we talked about this the very first day, remember? This is going to be a good day, but then this is going on, and so I have to feel a little bit like this, and so maybe it's not such a good day anymore. No, we can stay firm. We can be firm in our understanding of that government. Okay, it's the sort of government, you know how the speed limit's on the road, and we should follow it, but sometimes maybe we go a little too slow or a little too fast. Well, God's law, God's government is not like that. His government is self-enforcing. It is the law, and we always exist within it. And when we are firm within that understanding, that brings great joy and great healing. And as Jordan and I showed, it even can bring a light to someone else. Because if you come in, you're not sure where you're going, but someone else is standing really firm. Well, that's a great gift that comes to me too. You can't help but have everyone be blessed by that light. So how cool to let today on the horse show and the talent show and even packing your stuff all up, how cool that we have so many opportunities to be firm in our commitment to being that light and that confidence in the government of mind. So can we go out there and do that today? Be really firm? Yes. Give me a good firm hurrah. Hurrah!
Have a great day.